Bobby, and can we look forward to seeing you back as manager of the St. Louis Cardinals next year?
Well, if anybody's going to answer that question, it'd be you. But not even you. You know, think about it. We'll see.
Are the conditions right in terms of, you know, who's around, your health, the way your family?
Well, like I said, I'm thinking about the game we just played and the way we finished, and I am going to see Bill and Mo tomorrow, so we'll have a good discussion and make sure they get a job offer, but then just talk to the players for a while, and it was 50-50. The young guys wanted me back, the veterans wanted somebody else.
Do you have a timetable to let them know when you'll...
I'm going to let the Post-Dispatch decide.
By vote? Show of hands?
Huh?
Show of hands? Secret ballot?
Strauss doesn't count. Where is he?
Would you say the way you finished is sort of like playing a hard 162? You know, you could have, I mean, another team across the hall didn't quite finish as well as you did. You know, there's a little difference there.
Well, they were exhausted.
Yeah.
I mean, they made that big rush, and then they had a couple of tough losses, and yeah, the air just comes out of your balloon. It happens. I mean, I think that's it'll be an interesting club to realistically evaluate because, kept seeing the board, 52 home wins. I mean, you can't be a bad ball club and you can't be not trying all that stuff. And then we had our real down times at home and, you know, on the road as well. But we did play on the road early. So it's a weird season to try to figure out, and I'm sure we're going to try and figure it out. But there's no easy answer.
Talking.
Well, a little bit of what I just said, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, you play as well as we did at times, and there's some days that everybody's kicking themselves and scratching their head. And, you know, when you're in the middle of it, you try to think about it, but, I mean, you need a clear head sometimes. So, I mean, there's some of that. It's just, I know it came down to, you know, that great comment that Shannon made. It came down to execution. You know, there were some times that we did better defensively, and sometimes we took better at bats. And then the next series or the next week, you know, I think we were inconsistent. There's reasons in my mind why that was true. Start to explain it. You sound like you're making excuses. So whatever anybody wants to figure, let them figure. Have at it.
May have happened there emotionally or was it still execution, but...
No, I think that was it. And we came back, if you remember, and... We beat Chicago the first game in that series, then we lost two and just got in a rut. And with these guys, that's why it's really irritating. When this group of guys struggles, they try harder. And if you're already trying hard, it's, you know, you start suffocating your ability and you try to hit it farther, you swing actually slower, more erratic, same thing with the pitching. So, yeah, I just think we really started to push and force and didn't let it happen.
Yeah, you've asked you a lot about September for the young guys, and you want us not to judge too much on that. What about for guys who had, like, struggling seasons? Some of them had pretty good finishes, whether it's Skip or even Brendan on a small scale with how they finished. Guys who had tough seasons. Can a September be a good September or even a good final week be important to them?
Well, take Brendan, for example. When Brendan does certain things at the plate, he's a tough out. If he doesn't do them, then he doesn't give himself the best of it. Today, he had a couple of bats that were not great, and he had a couple that were better. So I just think that, you know, there's something about 162 games, and sometimes you get off to a fast start, and you can slow down. But if you got a track record like a Matt Holliday, you know that if he's healthy and he's been really impressive with how he works. Early on, he was really trying to justify his contract. Then he settled down and just played and ended up with an outstanding season. So. You know, the more track record these guys have, that's why, you know, Shue's going to hit. You know, he's been 300 hitter, and he got into such a rut that he got to 260. But the other guys, they're still establishing. All the other young guys, you don't know what they're going to do, except they got some good experience. I think that's one of the pluses for the season. A lot of young guys got a lot of innings and at-bats.
Say something about Albert's career, that Matt's the first guy to... take the team title away from him, the team batting title.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a testament to the year Matt had, but Albert Pujols is, well, there's nobody better. And I think he'll be in the conversations of all-timers. And I'm talking to Red, and, you know, and they the guys are still around, talk about Albert in any era. So, I mean, he had, you know, 10 years. It's, what a pleasure just to be an observer of that. I mean, you saw he did defensively the first inning, you know. Didn't catch the ball, and he's upset with himself. I mean, he's, this guy's so beautiful.
Did you come up with that idea to take him and Matt out and get the ovation?
I mean, I've done it before. You know, you had a game. You know, I had talked to both of them that sometime during the game, whatever the score, you know, when their tank was empty, it was time to get them. And they both said, look, it's your call, it's your call. And, you know, Albert gets on base with a bad hamstring. I mean, that was easy. Get him out then. And then Matt, he deserved. And talked to umpire Ron and made sure, you know, didn't delay the game. You know, the ball was being thrown around. So you get what you deserve. And I think the crowd wanted to give him a chance to say nice season.
What are the pitchers